The bill for your haircut always comes at an even number. Just add the tip. Think about it with the new tax. You hire out for landscaping. Should that be taxed? Pest extermination, limo rentals, or liposuction? The governor is proposing taxing more services.
We used to have about 80%, almost 80% of our sales tax of our base was taxable. And now it's, you know, closer to 40%.
Kristen Cox is the director of the governor's Office of Management and Budget.
We could theoretically get it to, you know, 2.5%. So everybody pays, so it's fair, but everybody pays less.
Utah Taxpayers Association Vice President Rusty Cannon supports broadening the base, but says it has to come with lowering the rate.
It has to be a dollar-for-dollar match where taxpayers overall have an overall tax cut on a net basis.
Now, legislative leaders think the income tax rate ought to be cut in this year of big surplus.
It is far better to lower the income tax rate versus the sales tax rate, because that puts Utah in a continued competitive position.
Cox says they're willing to talk about that too, but she says a sales tax cut will help more lower and middle income earners. She says a proposal will be out soon with more details.
Yeah, everyone I'm sure will have the reason why they're should be excluded.
So the battle that will come is to find out whose ox gets gored.
We hope, though, people would take a step back and see in the long run that this is actually better for everyone.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.